All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this. All right, you guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Does it feel good? I dusted off the chair.
Thank you.
Fluffed up the pillows for you.
I really appreciate it. It feels really great to be back.
Is it nostalgic? Do you feel nostalgia?
I haven't been gone that long, you know.
It's called a joke.
Time, so. I know, but like time flew.
Yeah.
But I was itching to get back to do this. I've realized that as much as I love to lay around and watch TV.
Gilmore Girls.
I can't do it for like that long. You know, like I've started to go a little crazy just laying.
I mean, we did it when Hartford was born. We did it for a really long time.
No, I know. But like, maybe it's like, I think possibly I have some sort of mild trigger when it comes to extended periods of time watching TV on the couch. It reminds me of 2020.
Yeah.
And those just aren't the best memories.
Yeah.
So I think I've just forever changed as a human being. I can only take so much laying around. So I am the most excited to be back. And I heard your episode was amazing. I still obviously haven't had time to listen to it yet because I've been here with a baby.
because Rory and Lorelai, let's be real. and her mean mom.
But no, you know, I like to listen to podcasts when I'm either doing my makeup or when I'm driving. I haven't driven the car yet. And the way that I do my makeup, it is like lightning fast. Like I wake up at 7:15 while you're getting Hartford ready for school. I quickly do my makeup. So like I haven't had like a leisurely get ready situation where I can listen to your podcast episode. But just know I'm going to. So you better not have talked shit.
Okay. Well, I think I would have asked Lo. That's okay what I said, right? It's okay what I said, right? Yeah. So if anything, I got the okay.
Yeah. Well, everyone loved it. I read all the comments and it made me feel like I was out of a job for a second. So yeah, I'm back stealing the spotlight. Okay. It's about me. And we are now parents to children.
God. When I messaged that to someone, I think it was Schwartz, and I was like, hey, dude, I'm like, I can't come meet up right now. I got to take care of the kids. And I was like, whoa.
So weird.
Wow. That feels weird. Really weird to even like, I can't believe I typed it out so like nonchalantly.
No.
It was just so easy to write that. Then all of a sudden I was like, I had like what is it? An existential moment or
an existential thought?
Thought. Though I was just
realization.
Like, kids.
Yeah. No, I felt that way when I saw on our joint schedule that you were going to start Italian classes again every Monday. And I was like, what is this I see? What is this I see? It's 6 p.m., 6 to 8 p.m. every Monday. Yeah. We have kids. We have kids. And I still am not even close to figuring out how to do the bedtime routine with both of them on my own. Like that's funny that you think you're going to go back to Italian, that you're going to start doing Italian class again. I'm not ready for that yet. No.
Well,
6 to 8 p.m. is the exact moment that I need you the most.
Okay.
Because I need you to feed Hartford.
I'll try to find an afternoon class.
You need to find a daytime class.
Afternoon. That's what I said.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah. An afternoon class.
Hello.
Anyway. Yeah. You guys, we have kids. It has been a journey. And I feel like we should just get into it. I want to just share my whole birth experience because everything about this labor and delivery was so different.
Drastically
from Hartford.
This different.
It like could not have been more different. And I just think it's so wild that we recorded like a podcast for The Good, the Bad, the Baby. And then we went to go pick up Hartford from school. And then I went into labor.
Yeah.
People saw my final moments of life with only one kid. Like those were my final moments.
We dropped her off. After we dropped her off to school, we had like a parent brunch.
Talked about that already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I forgot. Like we did. Like and then we went and picked her up and had lunch.
Well, let's walk through it.
The whole
So if you guys watched our The First Day of School video that we did for Hartford, okay, that's on The Good, The Bad, The Baby too. Okay, if you're listening to this on Straight Up with Stassi right now, it's kind of confusing on how to do this. Anyway, you will see that I came home from dropping Hartford off at school, her first day of school, and I drank castor oil. Okay, because all I wanted to do was make it to Hartford's first day of school. I was so concerned that I would go into labor and be in the hospital and that you and I would miss her first day of school. Like, that could not happen. Okay. So we got home, drank some castor oil. That shit tastes like whale blubber. Because if anyone's, I'm not a doctor. Okay. I'm not here to like give sound advice. Medical advice. But the way that I did it, is like I put 2 tablespoons in a water bottle, put some OJ in there, shake it up.
Ice, no ice?
No ice.
No ice. Straw, no straw?
No, down it.
Shoot it.
Shoot it. Shoot it.
Do you do like a tequila back? Oh, no, you can't. You're pregnant. Yeah, I couldn't.
But like I tried taking a tablespoon of it once.
Brain fart.
And it without the mixing, uh-huh. Like the shaking up with the OJ, and it, you guys, it literally tastes like whale blubber. Not that I know what that tastes like.
I was just gonna, the first thing that came to your mind was whale blubber.
It always, yes, because if you had to imagine what whale blubber tastes like, you'd be like, that's it, nailed it.
I feel like lipstick tastes like whale blubber when you put it on your mouth. Not that I put lipstick in my mouth, but when I have done it. Like it's always like, because right? It's made out of, right? Wasn't it used to be made out of that stuff? And then, but it was always just
maybe?
Like, when you would do this.
I'm not sure.
It's disgusting.
Well, this, but it also has the slimy consistency of what you would think, whatever, you guys. Okay. So I drank the castor oil. We go pick Hartford up from school. And then we say, do you want to go have lunches? Or like, it was early dinner. We're like, let's go have early dinner and get her ice cream. Because we had said she wanted green ice cream after her first day of school. So we go to Bird's, which is a restaurant right in our little neighborhood. And I start feeling crampy. Okay. But I had a couple nights of false alarm contraction-y things. Okay. I had the cramping feeling and they went away. So I'm like, I'm not going to take this too seriously. I've been through this before. Like, I don't want to get excited and be like, okay, it's time. So we go get Hartford ice cream. The cramping continues. I get home. We lay down on the couch with Hartford, put on Gilmore Girls. And I'm like, wow, this cramping is getting intense as fuck. Like, and it is literally coming in waves every minute. So normally with Hart, so what happened with Hartford, okay, is my water, it kind of broke, it ruptured. So it was like trickling out. Then I started getting contractions.
With the rosé.
Yeah, it looked like rosé. It looked like Whispering Angel.
Sorry.
And then just, the way that
their stocks just dropped.
But the way that normally contractions start is like, you get the feeling of having a contraction and then like an hour goes by and then you get another one. It's like a slow process. Okay. And so you wait until they're close together to know that it's go time. Okay. So we get home and I'm watching Gilmore Girls and it feels like these contractions are happening every minute and they're getting more and more painful. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I Google it and they're like, oh, there's such a thing as like castor oil contractions where like you can have these contractions and it might not actually lead to labor. So I'm like, fuck, if False I'm going through this, yes, like if I'm going through this for nothing, God damn it. Cause like, it's really starting to hurt. So I text my friend Talitha, who was our night nurse with Hartford, but she's now our friend because she's become such a close part of our family. She's also a doula. Okay. So I start texting her and I'm like, yo, I did the castor oil thing and I'm getting contractions, but I'm literally have barely any break in between them, which is wild because you normally get a break. You do. Yeah. Like, or at least like a few minutes, you get to the point where you have like 5 minute breaks in between your contractions. There is no break. It's like keeps happening one after the next. So she's like, okay, well, yeah, it could be the castor oil thing. Let's see what happens.
I'm not worried yet because I'm just like, last time I went to bed.
Yeah.
You know, she woke me up. It was relaxed. I was like, okay, let's go. I'll pack.
Because it was such a slow labor. I labored at home for 8 fucking hours last time with Hartford. And when I got to the hospital, I thought that was the worst pain I'd ever felt. I was only 1 centimeter dilated. Like then I got the epidural. Like that was That was nothing. Then we had to be like, I still had to stay in the hospital for like 15, 16 more hours until like I actually started pushing.
So much. See, that's, there's a reason for
that. Right, right. So I'm texting Talitha and she, and I'm just like, yo, I'm now, it's now to the point where like, I'm having trouble talking through these contractions. Like I can't see how this is a false alarm. It hurts too bad, like too badly. Like it really hurts. So she's like, okay, go take a bath or get in the shower. So I'm like, oh, our bathtubs are so dirty right now. We haven't cleaned them in a while. Like, you know, like Hartford has all of her toys and the only clean one. And I just like, don't feel like doing that. So I'm like, I'll get in the shower. Hartford sees me. Shower? Mommy? Hartford shower? And I'm like, oh, great. So Hartford gets in the shower with me and we're in there and I'm literally, y'all, it's happening. I'm like, this is labor. These are not castor oil contractions. This is the real thing. It hurts too much. Hartford's asking me to play with her in the shower and I'm up against the wall, just hardcore going through it. Like, oh my God, is this life? This is so chaotic right now that I could have this baby in the shower with my other baby right here, just playing with all the shampoos and shit. Like,
could you imagine if you shot him out and went Hartford, she would be literally scarred for life.
It was, yeah. No, 100%.
We would have to probably put her in like trauma, like a trauma unit.
Yes, no.
For the rest of her life.
For real.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, totally. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine how terrifyingly she wouldn't be the same for the rest
just
of her life.
And like she would just be like.
Yeah, no, totally. So I'm in the shower. I'm like, Bo, I need you to text Talitha. And she's like, do you want me to come over? And at first you know, she had asked if I wanted to use her as like a doula. And I'm like, I already did this once by myself without a doula. Like, I know what I'm doing.
I got it. Professional.
No. I was like, yes, please tell her to come over. And so I get out of the shower eventually. And I'm like, I go in my room. I like light a candle, like dim the lights a little. I'm like, it's getting more and more painful. Talitha finally gets there. And so this has been going on for like a couple hours now. And again, more painful, more painful. Talitha then does all these exercises with me to the point where I literally am like, are you fucking punking me right now? She had me upside down in a headstand off the side of my bed. You guys, I'm kneeling on the edge of my bed and my hands are on the ground and I have my giant belly and I'm going through these contractions and I'm like, Talitha, I'm going to throw up or I'm going to die. I'm going to die or I'm going to throw up or both. I don't know. Like, you can't keep doing this to me. What the fuck? I'm like, this is literally what death feels like. Like, now I understand. Like, I'm starting to scream through the contractions.
Oh, I know. I walked in and I was like, if I didn't know what was going on, I would think this was like some weird kinky, like Cirque du Soleil thing going on with my, I was like, are you okay? Are you looking up? Are you okay?
I'm just like, why am I doing this? On.
And then I was like, with sleep, like, are these pregnancy thing or is it the is she gassy? And she's like, I'm like, is it happening? And Talitha looks at me, she's like, it's happening. And then you're like, it's happening. I'm like, oh my God. And then I was like, and then I just like all the, thank God we wrote out like the checklist
of what to do
because everything just went, when you screamed at me, everything just went away. And I was like, okay, which bags do I get? Do I take the bags in front? I didn't pack them. Oh my God. And I got to go to all this stuff. This. I should have just had everything ready, but I didn't know.
No, I get it. Heart. I'm like, I have to text my mom. I promised her that she'd be able to be there, but this is happening so quickly. So I'm like, mom, just go to the hospital. She's like, so should I leave and pack a bag now or wait? I'm like, just go to the fucking hospital. Stop asking me fucking questions, woman. I'm like, call Sonia. Get Sonia to come over to watch Hartford. Hartford comes in and she could give a fuck that I was screaming in pain. I realized that my child does not care about me if I'm in pain. If she was so unbothered. She came in and she just seemed annoyed that I was in pain, that I was going through something. She went upstairs and watched Cinda fucking Rella, you guys. She did not care. She wasn't like, mommy, no, mommy's crying. Oh no, mommy. No. She came in and was just like, what's going on with her? I'm going to watch Cinderella. That's what it was like. The need for a good night's sleep is so important. Y'all, I'm hanging on by a thread with a newborn baby. Like, I fantasize about sleeping all night long, like all day. Like, I think about what that would be like, and I remember what it would be like. It's important. Like, you can't, like, be function. Like, you can't be a functioning adult when you don't have a good night's sleep. It's impossible. And ever since I had Hartford, She was always using the Hatch sound machine. She still does. And now Messer, we have another Hatch in his room. Like, I got used to sleeping with sound. So now I can't sleep if I don't have sound. But Hatch released the new Restore 2, okay? This is an all-in-one dream machine. It's a sophisticated sound machine, light and alarm clock, and it's beautifully designed to sit on your bedside table. So it's chic. It's not ugly or anything like that. It's like, we're the parents, and like, just adults need help getting to sleep and staying to sleep just as much as babies do. So this is a new incredible thing that is meant for us. And the Hatch teaches your body when it's time to sleep and when it's time to rise with light and sound cues. So like, it coaches you through like meditations and mindfulness exercise that transform the time before and after sleep into restful rituals. You guys, it's amazing. If you're somebody who needs sound to sleep, you need to try the Hatch Restore 2. Also, maybe you don't know that you're somebody that needs sound to sleep. So you should just try it out. I'm telling you, if you're having trouble sleeping, this could help. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of a Hatch Restore 2 and free shipping at hatch.co/Stassi. So sleep deeply and wake gently with the Restore 2. Go to hatch.co/Stassi to get $20 off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/Stassi. So we're doing all these exercises and I'm like, Talitha, I'm like timing out. I have like, you know, the contraction app so that you can time your contractions. And I'm like, why are they happening? They're happening like in twos. Like I'm having one really big, long one and it hurts so bad. And then like I have like a break for a second and then a short one that really hurts. And then I have like a 3-minute break. And I forgot what she called them, but that's a thing. It's like a thing, meaning the baby's trying to get in position or something and it's not in the right position or something like that. So she's like, we need to keep doing these exercises to get it in the position. So I'm like, these exercises literally are going to kill me and they're going to make me vomit. Like, I don't know how women do natural births. Like, I don't. Yeah. Okay. Finally, I'm like, Talitha, enough. My worst fear is that like, I will get to the hospital and they're going to tell me it's too late for an epidural. So like, we need to get in the car right now. Like I physically cannot take this pain anymore. I fuck these exercises. Okay. So we get in the car. I can't sit in the car because it's too painful. Like, you can't even sit, you guys. Women who've gone through this are like, yeah, I know, Stassi. I know. We've been there. Okay, well, I had it, all right? It wasn't that hard. It wasn't as hard with Hartford. I could not sit. So I had to be in the back seat on my knees, holding on to like the headrest, looking out the back of like the Subaru back window. Okay. Holding on.
You were holding on to the backrest?
I was holding on to the headrest facing the back window.
I didn't even see. Well, I was just focused on the road and.
And I was screaming like death every time. And I was crying. It was the worst car ride of my life. It felt like it went on forever. And I just kept being like, back in the day where like a lot of, you didn't know whether you were going to survive childbirth. Like, it was a really dangerous thing. I mean, it still is a dangerous thing, like, for a lot of people. But way back in the day when, like, a lot of people died from childbirth.
Yeah, I saw the Game of Thrones
it's called. House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
That's what it felt like. If you would have transported me back in time, the amount of pain that I felt, I would have been convinced that I'm one of those people that's going to die. That I'm like, that I'm not going to make it through this. Like, just, I would have been telling you, make sure you do anything to save the baby. Tell Hartford that I love her. Like, all those things. If I would have been back then, that is the pain that I felt. I would have thought I was dying. So we get to the hospital finally. They put me in a wheelchair. I'm like really trying not to be one of those women that's screaming in public. Because that shit, I'm just like, really, I don't want to. You know, people know me sometimes, so I just didn't want people to be like, of course, she's so dramatic. That girl that was on that reality show, she's screaming and scaring all the other women who are in labor. I just didn't want that for myself.
We get it. You need attention.
Yes. So we finally get into the room. They are like, do you want the epidural? I'm like, you need to give me the epidural like yesterday. Like, it needs to be top priority. I don't care if I have an IV in me yet. I don't care if you do it incorrectly. I need something right this second. And Talitha came with us, thank God. So she was like talking me through things and they finally put the epidural in. And I was like, fuck yeah, this is life. this is life. I can't believe people say no to this shit. I can't believe people opt out of the epidural. Like, all of my pain and feelings of dying went away just like that.
Whoa, man. Whoa.
And I was just like, cloud nine. There is just no greater feeling than the epidural, especially after you've been through contractions, like after you've been through that sort of pain. And I'm not joking, Bo. I will not let you live this down. I will remind you of the pain that I went through every day for the rest of our lives. Like, I'm telling you, I don't know how women have natural births. So when I got the epidural, I was 6 centimeters dilated. Okay. And so I figured, all right, so it's still going to be a while the way that it was with Hartford last time. Oh, yeah. You know, like I'm in.
What time was that? That you got the
epidural?
It was 8?
No, it was. No.
Earlier?
Later. I feel like it was like 10.
Oh, no, we left here at 8. So, yeah, 10.
I feel like you're like, by the time like all the things happened, I feel like it was like 10 o'clock around then. You know, you got to fill out the fucking forms in between your contractions. Like, they handed me an iPad where they were like, did you do crack cocaine while you were on? Like, and I'm like, in between contractions, be like, am I really filling this out right now? Like, Jesus Christ, just give me the epidural. So finally, I feel like it was around 10. I got the epidural and I think I have like lots of time. So I start setting up Gilmore Girls. You know, my mom's there. My mom came in conveniently after the epidural. She didn't witness any of the hard shit. So she feels like my birth was just like, oh, it's like so amazing. Like, you didn't witness the hard shit. Okay.
You didn't get yelled at, Dana.
Yes.
You didn't get yelled at.
No, you didn't. So I tried to start watching Gilmore Girls. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I was like, I feel a little bit of pressure in my vag, you guys. And the nurses are like, No. Like, there's. No,
that's normal. Obviously, you're going to have.
You're having a baby.
You're going to have a baby.
Yeah, they're so, just like, it's fine.
It's always, yeah.
And I'm like, no. I'm like, listen, I'll wait for one more little contraction, because you can kind of feel when you're having a contraction, even with the epidural. Like, you just feel like pressure a little bit. You know, like, you know when it's happening, but it doesn't hurt.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll wait for one more contraction, and then if it feels like there's still an alien pushing its way out, I'd like you guys to check me. Okay.
I think you asked them like 3 times. And finally, she was like, okay.
Okay, fine. I'll call in the midwife.
She lifted up the blanket. The blanket.
Oh, yeah, you guys. Okay, so my legs.
You were wrapped up all weird.
There was a giant ball in between my legs.
It's like a peanut.
And she finally, literally, like after the third time of me being like, no, I'm pretty sure, like, you guys, it feels like something's weird. Trying to get out. Like, I'm not joking. And so, yeah, she was like, all right, let me just, she like, oh.
She lifted up the thing and she was like, oh my lord, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was like, what? She's like, it's a bulging bag.
It's a bulging bag. And I'm like, what?
What is a bulging
bag? What's a bulging bag?
And she just kept looking at it. She's like, oh. She's like, okay, I got to call the midwife. And we're like, what is a bulging bag?
What's a bulging bag? And she just, everyone kept saying the words bulging bag over and over.
She comes in and she's like, what? The midwife comes in and they're all like looking in there. And then she was like, oh, I don't know if I want to touch it. It might pop. And I was just like, I think I was recording myself and in the mirror, like, and give the, and just like, and they're just like, well, if we pop, it's all going to like goop out. It's and like come out. And then she's looking in there even deeper. And she's like, I think there's a head behind the bulging bag.
And I'm like, okay, so this baby's literally almost out. And they're like, we're calling the doctor right now. And I'm like, okay, cool. Glad I fucking said something so many times, you guys. Like, because I literally was about to be like, okay, I was about to give up. After the third time, I was about to be like, maybe they're right. Maybe it's just normal pressure that I feel, and I'm just going to continue watching Gilmore Girls.
I mean, what if you were watching it like like Luke and Lorelai had another, like, almost, they were almost going to kiss, and you were like, oh, come on,
and then
just
the baby
kiss.
Just
and
came
that,
out.
Oh, just, and you just.
Yeah, that could have happened. Okay. I asked my doctor, shout out to Dr. Rothbard, who's the best doctor in the whole entire world. I love him. I want to have so many children just so that I can see him all the time. So I asked him after, well, so finally, Dr. Rothbard gets there and I'm like, wait, hold on. I can't do this until midnight, you guys. And they're like, why? I'm like, because my daughter's born on January 7th and this would be really cool to have my son born on September 7th. And they're like, okay, well, it's like 14 minutes until midnight. And so Dr. Rothbard gets there and it literally, he makes it to midnight.
And then, but then also I was like, oh, this is happening right now. I'm like, I haven't set up the camera. So then I'm rushing to set up the camera. I didn't know where to sit. I'm trying to like, there's so many people now in the thing. And I'm like trying to get the camera set up so yeah. we can record it.
Yeah. And I'm like, make sure you get your face in the shot too. It was, we were cracking jokes the whole entire time. It was a pretty like.
The bulge. I mean, we were cracking up about the bulging bag. It was hilarious.
And that there was a head beneath it, behind it.
The nurses were like,
we don't want to pop it. We were going to feel for the head, but we don't want to pop the bulging bag. And I'm like, okay, I've never heard bulging bag. So he finally gets the camera set up. They realize that it's 12:02. And so we're like, all right, cool. Let's push. So then my doctor's like, all right, when you get this contraction, push. You guys, the baby came out in under 50 seconds. He said under 50 seconds.
Yeah, you pushed once. You did once, and then all of a sudden, it's like, he's like, okay, let's push again. Oh, here he is. And I was like, wait. I didn't even hold your hand.
Did you? I don't know.
I think I did. I don't even remember. Did I? I don't know. We got to look at the video.
I was just like, what?
But I was in the video. I was like, wait. And then he asked if I wanted to cut his cord. I'm like, obviously no. And then they dry him off, put him on your chest. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Is that a baby on me?
What the hell? Like there was nothing like with Hartford. It was like pushing and crying and like,
yeah, it was 45 minutes of pushing. And it was like, we had been in the hospital for almost 24 hours. You know, it was like a buildup to like having Hartford. Yo, there was zero buildup. to birthing this baby. I could have laughed this baby out. I asked Dr. Rothbard after. I said, could I have actually laughed this baby out? And he's like, yes, you could have. Like, if you would have waited a little bit longer.
Thank God Gilmore Girls isn't funny.
It is.
It is?
I think it's funny.
It's not that funny.
It's clever and witty and quick.
It's not like The Office or something.
It's not laugh out loud.
Yeah, so.
Okay, it's not on Comedy Central, but like, it's funny.
Okay.
Anyway. Let's talk about my hair journey. Okay. I talk about it a lot, but that's because it's freaking important. Okay. After my wedding in May 2022, I decided I'm going to take my hair very seriously, keep it healthy, do everything I can, take like hair vitamins, use only the best products, just like don't use too much heat styling on it. And with using the best products, I started exclusively using Whey products. I'd always heard about Whey products because it's Jen Atkins' brand and I love her and I just like think she's really cool. And I've always heard about people talking about Whey products. But once I started just using everything, I mean like fully committing to using Whey products, I'm talking shampoo and then conditioner, like all of it. Okay. I just noticed that there was such a big difference in my hair. And now that I'm postpartum again, I'm like extra careful about my hair. So I've also started using the hair oil. Okay. It's amazing because it smooths frizz, it seals split ends, it gives you like this high gloss, super smooth finish, and it keeps my color from fading. Because I do have like these highlights in front. It smells so freaking good. And you can use it on your hair when it's wet or dry. So like there's just so many options with using this. Highly recommend. My other favorite products, oh my gosh, the detox shampoo. I just feel like it gets all the gunk out of your hair. And the leave-in conditioner. I've even started using it on Hartford. So Hartford smells like my hair, my Whey products hair. Anyway, we love it. And you can get your fast fix for healthy looking hair when you go to theway.com and use code Stassi for 15% off any purchase. Okay. That's theouai.com code Stassi. That's how this baby came out, you guys. He understood the assignment. He was born 12:04. He waited to fully come out until it was September 7th. He waited until after I got to bring Hartford to school.
He's so kind to his sister already.
I mean, and to his mother. So fucking thoughtful. That must be a Virgo thing.
Maybe.
He waited until midnight and he like caused, after the pain. But like then he caused me no pain when he came out. It was just like, I'm just going to slide right out. He waltzed out. He did the cha-cha out. He did the Macarena out of my vagina. Like, it was a party. He was just like, it was like nothing I've ever heard of or.
The Macarena. I mean, I feel like that would have hurt. No, like.
But like, oh I've never heard of this happening?
Gundam style.
Yes. That's how he came out of my vagina so quickly.
It was so anticlimactic.
Yeah, we like couldn't even, just, we weren't even emotional. Like, we didn't cry. We were just like,
oh wow.
Are you sure? We were like, are you sure this is the baby? Like it was so crazy.
Yeah, I was still stunned. I'm still stunned. Even when I think about it, I'm still stunned how fast it happened. And just because, you know, from compared to Hartford's and just like in general, I was like, I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't know that was going to happen today. You know, I thought we were going to be like laying around the whole thing. And he just literally, it was like, it was like a little fluff, like an accidental, you know what it was? It's like, if you have an accidental fluff and you poo just a little bit, literally like that is.
That's an S-H-A-R-T.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't like that word either. I don't like F-A-R-T and I don't like S-H-A-R-T.
Oh, I said you fluffed it out.
Yeah, it's like I fluffed that baby out. I like still can't get over it. And I know, you know, so many women warned me and they were like, your second labor goes by so much faster. So like you might not make it to the hospital to get your epidural. Like if I would have, first of all, I know that the exercises that Talitha did with me is what made it sped the process along. So like, I'm thankful that I powered through, the hot yoga express that Cirque I did, whatever, like whatever the fuck that was. Like, I'm thankful that I did it so that like it ended up being quickly. But I now think back on it and I'm like, what if I would have stayed one more hour at home?
Well, I would have probably had to get a new car. And
no, but like, but it was that fast. Yeah. After I got my epidural, it happened that quickly that I'm like, if I wouldn't have spoken up and said, Talitha, no more exercises, get me in the fucking car.
Could you imagine? I can't imagine.
Our worst fear would have come true.
I'm just sitting there like thinking, like, you're covered up in the bed, you got the ball, and then all of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, like, a flood just comes out of the sheets, and then we hear, and I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah, but, like, that was possible. Yeah, like, Dr. Rothbart tells me that that could have happened.
Yeah. You could have given birth in an elevator. You could have given, I mean, there's lots of things. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. It didn't. And
so that was it. And then let me just say, y'all, I hate being in the hospital after I give birth. Now, that's part of, you know, that I will say, I understand women who want a home birth for that reason, because they don't like being in the hospital, because there's nothing more gross than just like a hospital bed, hospital floors, nurses coming in every 2 hours to check your fucking blood pressure. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't sleep. I can't, I'm not comfortable. The shower, it's just, you know, it's not the vibe. And
at least we had a bigger room than last time. So it wasn't like, I wasn't sleeping on a chair.
Yes, we did. But still, I thought that it was going to be like a nice shower. It wasn't. I didn't shower. I brought all my things thinking that I would shower. No, I didn't. However, I did do my makeup. I did wear jewelry.
You did have a cocktail.
I did have my spicy margarita. So like all of those things that I did wear my margarita slippers. And Bo got me the best push present ever. Well, he got me my earrings, but the real push present was Dougal McKenzie.
A cameo from him.
You guys, if you know, you know. If you're a fan of Outlander, Dougal McKenzie did a cameo where he congratulated me on my birth. He said, this is from Bo and Hartford. And he was literally in the Highlands. He was showing me the views of Scotland, saying that I should come for Christmas. In fact, that I should move my family there. I cried. I sobbed. It was the most emotional 2 minutes of my life.
Stassi, welcome to the new child for the Ahav Messer.
It was amazing.
An interesting name.
Yeah, I think he did say that. Should we also, you know, I'm also ready to discuss his name before we get into like Hartford meeting him and stuff. So Messer Rhys Clark, you guys, I will say, I saw lots of people commenting, guessing what the name was. And people came dangerously close when they said Mercer. Mm-hmm. Because Mercer was one of my top choices. I love that name. I've always loved that name. And then when we were in New York, we passed Mercer Street and I was like, come on. But Bo knows someone who just named their son Mercer. And it's like one of those things that it would, it would be annoying to, it would feel like we copied and it just, we couldn't do it. So I was disappointed that we couldn't have Mercer. But then while we were in New York, I was thinking like, okay, names like Mercer. And then I was like, what about Messer? Like, I don't know. It gives me the same vibe as Hartford, where like, even though it's a weird, unusual name, something about it feels traditional and smart, you know? And then I realized that the Medicis, the show that I love so much, that I'm obsessed with, they always said like, Messer Medici, Messer Albizzi, Messer whatever. Like they used the word Messer in front of their names. And I'm like, oh my God. So I Google it. I asked your sister, I remember asking your sister what that means. And she's like, oh, well, back during the Renaissance, or it's an antiquated term that means like Signor or Mister. It's a form of address. Like they don't use that anymore in Italy. But back in the day, they did. It was Messer. And that also, I know like in French, it's Messer. Like there's a lot of different whatever.
Now it's Monsieur.
Yeah, it's changed. It shifted. But so right. Because of that, I'm like, I am sold on this name, Messer. Like Messer Clark. It's almost like Mr. Clark. So if he were to be dropped in Florence during the Renaissance and he was like, hey, my name is Messer Clark, they would think that he's just Mr. Clark.
Yes, but technically he's Mr. Clark. Yeah. He should reboot the band Mr.
But anyway, you guys, that's, I really love it. And we knew that this name was going to be polarizing, that half the people are going to be like, oh my God, your poor son. People are going to make, kids are going to make fun of him. You guys,
oh my
kids
God.
Make fun of
they're
everything.
Gonna, they're going to call, say what? He's going to messy? Who's going to do? He's never going to do sports. He's what, making a mess. Look, there's Messa making a mess. Oh my God. He's, yeah, poor child, never going to play sports because they can't go messy. And I had to contradict some one troll to be like, well, there's this one soccer player. Yeah, I think he's the most, you know, highest paid sports person in the world, most famous, and who's a soccer player, and his name's Messi. And everyone goes, Messi. So, you know, Linda from Southern Hoboken, please take a seat.
Yes. You guys, can kids make fun of anyone?
Bo, suck my toe. Hey, look at there, Silvio. You think I remember?
People did that. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That
a lot of things. My mom changed my name from Sylvia to.
Wait, Bo, I'm really sorry that.
You don't think I. Bo, B-O, body odor.
Yeah, you guys. And even. And I hope that kids make fun
Bo,
of Messer.
Bo
because
likes to blow penises. I got a lot. Yeah.
Are you going to keep going?
I mean, I can. It's still like, yo, those things from second grade, they still last with me, but they made me who I am today.
And it builds character. Yeah. Everyone needs to be made also, fun of a little helps. Bit in school.
I was really good at rhyming when I, you know, by fifth grade. So, but, you know, just, well, I just heard so many rhymes about my name.
Okay. His middle name, Reese. Zero family connection, you guys.
I just love Reese's Pieces.
We do know. That's not why.
Peanut butter cups, Reese's cereal, ice cream. I mean, like what can... And
I've always just really liked the name Reese, spelled R-H-Y-S, because I've just felt like it's a strong name, but it feels just like, I don't know. Again, it's like smart is the right word.
Also is the hero in Terminator. So come with me if you want to live.
And a lot of people are, Georgie was telling me there's like this book that everybody's reading right now. And Reese is the main guy. And so when I told Georgie, my sister, that it was going to be Reese, she was like, can you please tell everyone you're naming it after that guy in the book? Because like, he's the best character in the whole world, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and she's like, you would really love these books. You need to read these books. So I'll get to them. I will.
It sounds called Twilight?
No. But I think it gives Twilight vibes. Yeah, I think it gives Twilight vibes. What are they called?
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh, yeah. Court of Thorns. The name even sounds like something I would love.
I have to read them.
It's like I'm going to get a little Harry Potter, a little Hunger Games, and a little bit of like the wool and Twilight and just blend it all together and then make it about like young adults.
Okay.
In a court.
Maybe. Yeah. In a court. Yeah. Maybe. That's it. Okay. So. And I really liked the way that it flowed. Messer Reese Clark. I mean, that is a badass human being right there. Messer Reese.
Come with me if you want to live.
Mm-hmm. So that is the story of his name. For everyone who guessed Mercer, you guys were so freaking close. It was insane. It gave me the giggles that no one actually guessed Messer. Not one person. I didn't see one person be like, wait a second, I guessed that. But Mercer was so, so close. So back to the hospital, you guys. We had Hartford come. She was cute for a little while.
I was hoping it would be one of those like unbelievably cute TikTok videos where the sister comes in and, oh, my little brother.
She was cute.
She was cute.
But they lasted like, 2 seconds. Yeah.
She's like, oh, you don't do anything. Okay. Squirrel.
Yeah. She was just like, presents. She just cared about the present. You know, we had Bo go out and get Sprinkles cupcakes for her because Hartford loves cupcakes. And so we were like, Master, your brother gave you these cupcakes. He brought them for you.
He came out of my vagina with them. And here is your present.
Yeah, she didn't really care about the baby that much. She's been helpful to a certain extent. And then she just loses interest because everyone keeps asking my friends and family, like, how's Hartford with him? I'm like, she's interested in him. She wants to
scream around his face. She likes to
test her limits and see how hard she can bounce him, how high she can feed him the bottle. You know, she's interested in him. She likes to check on him, you know, but she's not like, it's not a fairy tale.
I do remember like right when the first time she got up close to, was it here or was it the hospital? But I just remember right when she got up close to, and you're like, go give him a kiss. She went in there and just sneezed right in his face. And I was like, okay. And so this is when the viruses begin.
Yeah, there's like, been lots of sneezing and coughing in his face. She doesn't care. I try and explain that he's not as strong as her. And she's like, I give zero fucks, mommy. That's pretty much what she's saying to me every time I try and explain. But she's like, she hasn't been jealous yet. I haven't noticed anything like that.
Yeah. No. Well, I think you were with him more. I'm with her more. I mean, not more, but like, you know.
No, yes.
Okay.
That's been something we've had to get used to is that like Bo is taking care of Hartford for the most part and I'm taking care of the baby, which has been so new and different because when I had Hartford, it was just us two and you were 50-50 with me on the baby. So I had help from you all the time, but now it's not like that. So I feel like it's just my baby. Do you know what I mean? Like I do most of the work with the baby.
You do.
And you just take care of Hartford.
Yeah.
Which like was kind of sad at first.
It is like, it's like, I know you, cause you still do, you know, you haven't held him today, but I'm trying to do as, you know, as best as I can with her and just with like, you know, finally getting the nursery set back and stuff. But there, like when we were with Hartford, yeah, there was 50-50 and now it's not. So I do need to like get more into there with him, but also it's, you know, I think me staying away a little bit is really just going to help that mother son bond that you've wanted so much. So now you can really have, you know, a mama's boy.
He is, first of all, this baby is a fucking angel. He like truly is. He's chill, chill, chill. He has the face of an angel. Like he looks like a C-section baby. I'm not joking. He's really cute. I don't think I'm being biased because
What does that mean?
C-section babies aren't as, they're cuter because they don't have to like get their faces all squished through the vag and the birth canal.
Oh.
That's what they say. They just say C-section babies are cuter.
Interesting.
I wonder if that really is true.
Well, look at me. I wasn't a C-section baby. And
well, I don't.
That was a bad joke, especially since I have no baby pictures whatsoever.
Maybe he's really cute because he came out so fast. He didn't have to spend that much time in the birth canal.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why.
He didn't have, because I remember Hartford was like, her head was elongated, right?
I don't know. Hartford's head was pretty cool.
Okay. I don't know. It was so long ago. Anyway. I'm like fading off to,
So that's where we're at, you guys.
Should we give a t-shirt that says, I'm a C-section baby. Look how cute I am.
I mean, he wasn't a C-section baby.
I know, but no one knows that. Well, I guess people know that.
We just did a podcast on his birthday. It's still a funny shirt.
You can say, it's a funny shirt.
You can do a shirt that says, I look like a C-section baby. But no, I don't dress my kids in things that have words on them.
Right, I know.
No live, laugh, love up in this house.
Except just one word, R-A-M-S.
Okay.
So it's the one thing I get, but I really don't get.
All right. So that was our birth story, you guys. If you want to hear a little bit more about what life has been like, because I'm going to talk postpartum life, what's going on in our house, how it's been, what our routine is, all of that stuff. There's an extended version of this episode on Patreon. You just have to go to The Good, The Bad, The Baby. So it'll be this episode, but longer on Patreon. If you don't care about listening to all of that, well, then next week we'll be back to our regular scheduled programming, and I will be doing Pop Culture Hour with Taylor Strecker, back at it. Lots to talk about. I mean, Taylor Swift dating that football dude. Whoa.
He has a name. What's his name?
Kelsey. That's his last name, though.
Yeah.
Travis.
There you go.
Travis Kelsey. You know, everyone's all about this. I don't think I am.
I'm about it. I just wish it was like a Rams player.
It seems
then people
too,
would care about the Rams.
I get it. It seems too fast.
Why? What if they were secretly like, you know, they had like the famous matchmaker?
They didn't, because he's been so vocal about how he's like tried to like, how he went to her concert and tried to give her his number. I just think that she needs somebody who isn't so loose-lipped with like, I feel like he talks too much about...
Well, he's on a podcast. He has a podcast with his brother, and they talk. And they just talk.
I just think that Taylor is a queen that's, like, far, like, above the rest of us. People, like, us plebeians who, like, talk for a living. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like she deserves privacy. She deserves someone who's not going to talk about her, who's going to...
He will talk about her now. I think he was talking about it before... they started dating. He was like sitting there like, oh, wow, I did this. That's probably how she found out. And then she was like, oh, wow, he's actually kind of cute. Wow, we both are financially stable. I've never dated a football player before. I've always been dating these like actors who are since, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to try something new. Opposites attract. You know, I mean, yeah. I know she's a Philadelphia Eagles fan, which it was kind of weird seeing her like all like Kansas City'd out. Cool. Hanging out.
That's
with mom.
Probably what it was like for people who grew up with me in New Orleans to see me all decked out in your blue and yellow Ram shit when we started dating.
Yeah. You know, but the things we do for love. So see, Taylor's in love.
Okay. I want Taylor to be in love. I just, you know what else kind of rubbed me the wrong way? That shot of them walking out together. Smile, bro. Smile. You look what you just won. Look what you just got. You have Taylor Swift right next to you.
He's trying to be cool.
Don't play this like I'm too cool. I don't even need to smile. Like, grab her hand. I want to see the biggest shit eating grin on your face because you have Taylor Swift right now.
He's walking out of the football stadium as a champion. He's a football player. He's tough. He's got a sensitive side as well.
Does he?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
I follow his brother on Instagram because I think he's funnier. But I've just got to say, I think it's a good match. I approve of that.
Okay, I need to do a little more research.
We should watch the documentary. It's just like, we should watch the Kelsey documentary.
Yeah, I will watch that for Taylor's sake. I just like, I keep seeing like, you know, like today his ex-girlfriend came out being like, Taylor, be warned, once a cheater, always a cheater. Like,
oh God,
all
get
that
over
stuff.
It.
I'm just trying to protect Tay Tay.
I'm sure she's got bazillions of fans that would rip him apart. Do you know, like,
it'll be the best album ever.
Oh, yeah.
When they break up.
You didn't throw that football in my heart. No, that's this.
No,
yeah.
That didn't work. Okay, guys, thank you for listening again. Pop Culture Hour next week. And also, again, if you want to listen to more of all this like birth stuff, I'm continuing this episode on patreon.com/Stassi.